Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, we are back. And as soon as Nate quits chatting with Karen, we'll get him on the phone and talk about what's going on up at his tournament. So, Karen, could we get you to hang up the phone? Thank you. Let's go to this who get talking. It's ridiculous. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't talk very much.
Yeah, come you on. And Karen can't get you to come. Hey, in all honesty, you know, both of you, the show doesn't run well without you. So I got to be quiet because I'll get in big trouble one way or the other here. Hey, I heard that they're out in boats at Chatfield. Is that right?
Right. We are at Chatfield Reservoir. Terry, this is it's a very special day. I mean, obviously, weather has been crazy. Ice conditions have been crazy. And you want to talk about a cool venue. So we're at Chatfield Reservoir. This event was usually going to be held at Jackson. Jackson is like half ice, half open water. And kind of, you know, we're actually going to do a quick public service announcement. So Jackson Reservoir right now has got a great wiper bite going on the ice. It's got a great walleye bite going on the ice, but the ice is deceiving. So I was there Monday, and we literally had 7.5 inches of amazing ice. But within that 7.5 inches, I don't really think it's a spring, but whatever reason, there was little pockets of open water mixed in with this great ice. So you could literally be on Jackson and be standing on 7.5 to 8 inches of ice, and you could jig in open water, little pockets like 10 by 10 squares all over the place. So it's a combination of good ice and terrible ice on the same fishery. So I know there's still a lot of people out there at Jackson. Please use extreme caution, because if you walk offshore 100 yards and drill a hole, you're going to measure it at 7 inches. And there's literally 100 pockets out there on that south side that have open water. And it's small little pockets. So, you know, if you're out in low light periods, use a flashlight, carry a spud bar, be cautious. But regardless, we've moved from Jackson to Chatfield, and we are excited to be here. Obviously, one of my home lakes. We're down south, so we're south of the swim beach, kind of by the gravel pits area. We're here at Chatfield. We're getting, so far, we've seen a bunch of different rainbow trout. We've seen perch. We've seen walleyes. We have a couple suckers, wide variety of species coming in. So everybody kind of has a different opportunity for targeted species, which we're excited about. And, you know, looking at Chatfield right now, we're on like 8 to 8.5 inches of great ice on the south end, and yet the dam is still open water. And I talked to an angler this morning who wanted to get here for the tournament early, and he actually went and threw jerkbaits on the dam, and he was catching walleyes in open water, and now we're ice fishing on 8 inches of great ice all in the same day. So much opportunity of fishing right now. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, and we're going to talk, in addition to what you talk about now, we're going to talk to Austin Parr later in the hour, too, and we're going to start comparing the fact that there's ice and open water and ice in the mountains and an opportunity, like you mentioned, Jackson Lake, is fishable one way today, might not be fishable that way tomorrow. It may freeze or it may thaw. We're in that time of the year when a lot of things will happen on the Front Range, but the tournament, you know, I want to make a comment on your tournament before we maybe move on to some of the other opportunities in the area. And that is the fact you said they're catching a lot of trout. I think too often trout get overlooked both winter and summer at Chatfield. Now in the heat of summer, they go deep and you don't see as many caught. But when those trout are in there holding over and they start eating shad, not only can you get numbers of holdover trout because it's a colder reservoir than maybe Cherry Creek, but you can get some awfully large ones, Nate.
Absolutely, Terry. You know, we're down here on the south end. We have the South Platte running in. I mean, these fish are literally pre-spawn right now, getting ready to run up that river to spawn. And you do. I mean, on a given year, when you ask me, if you talk to me in December and say, hey, what was your biggest trout of the year? Oftentimes, especially on the brown trout side, our biggest fish are from Chatfield. You know, it doesn't compare to a Spinney or an Antero with numbers of those fish, but sheer big fish to big fish. I mean, I agree 100%. These Front Range lakes can definitely get overlooked as far as the opportunity for trout. And honestly, again, whether you're open water or ice, this is the time of year where it really starts getting good. You know, early ice is good. There's so many species, early ice is that prime time. But for us here, it's more about gathering of the fish. And as we get into February, like I said, we get pre-spawn. So you get your bigger, more natural, mature fish that run up the South Platte Basin. You have them running up the Plum Creek Basin. And you have big gatherings of these fish. So the opportunity is high for your catch rate. Then we also get a ton of that stalker-sized fish and that little bit younger fish that pile actually into the boat dock bays, and they're almost coming back to where they were stocked. So like right now at the North Boat Dock, you got good ice, and you get a ton of trout that pile in there in a pre-spawn situation, especially as we proceed into February. So there is a ton of opportunity right here for numbers of rainbows as well as big ones. And right now it's both open water and ice opportunities, which is kind of cool on the Front Range right here.
Well, I'll share something, and this goes back about 12, 15 years, but I had one day, I took an ultralight rod and a small tube jig down where the Platte comes into the back of Chatfield. I only caught 6 trout that day, but the smallest was 22 inches, and the largest was 27, and that was a spring spawn. So if you can get some incredible trout. I have a question before we move on maybe to some other opportunities and tell people they should come down to your tournament and watch. Is Chatfield going to change a lot? When are they going to start? I know they're doing a lot of work. They're going to fill it and raise the water. When will we see the level of the lake start to change?
You know, pretty much 100% of the construction is done. They're still doing some revegetation stuff, still doing some planting. But pretty much the park is ready to go as far as the main change up of all everything to do with the park itself. So you're going to see that water climbing this year. Generally speaking, our runoff for us here is going to be, you know, in that May time period, mid-May. So that's where you're going to start to see the first influx of that water. Now, the general capability, if you know the lake now, we're about a foot down from normal full pool or 10 inches from full pool. It's going to have the capability of going 14 vertical feet above that. Now, with that being said, I think so much of the public thinks that it's going to go up 14 and stay there. It's again, this is a water management storage type facility. So it's going to be a relationship to how much runoff is coming in, how much there is a call for water. So there's going to be portions of the year where it's going to be the same level it is right now. There's going to be times where it could be 14, 15 feet above where it is now. Generally speaking, I think we're going to hold a pretty good consistency of probably somewhere in that 6 to 8 foot, 9 foot above the pool it currently is now. And that's probably going to be more of the stable zone of where it's at. But regardless, it is definitely going to change things up. It's going to be an enhancement for all of our panfish. So we're going to see more bluegills. We're going to see more perch, more crappie. All our panfish that are currently in Chatfield, you're going to see a boost in that population, which is very exciting. You're also going to see a little bit boost in our bait fish. Obviously, bait fish, generally speaking, our bait fish populations are high in Colorado. Right now at Chatfield in particular, we are on a low of shad just because they lowered the water during a spawn cycle. It cooled off. Long story short, it was a change up of the bait fish. But when we have these trees and a lot of vegetation in the water, we're going to have a increase of that bait fish population, which is nice. The other biggest thing that you're going to see that's going to change at Chatfield is right now our mature walleye. So when you're talking about chasing 28 and 30 inch fish and 32 inch fish, your biggest walleyes right now live suspended, and very few anglers either they don't target them or they don't know how to target them. And that's what prevents the average angler from seeing a lot of the bigger fish that call home at Chatfield. So our huge fish population is massive here. You don't see them caught on a regular basis because they're living suspended. Once these trees flood, once the water comes up, those fish are going to inhabit those trees, and you're going to see a lot more opportunity at big fish. Now, it's a different style fishing. You're going to be pitching jigs and pitching cranks and fishing live bait in trees, in vegetation, very similar to what you see at like a Lake McConaughey or a Glendo, or if you're from the Midwest, you're more familiar with it. But it's generally speaking not so much a Western thing to fish that vegetation because we don't have it. But the anglers that learn to target those trees, catch those walleyes in those trees, they're going to see a major influx and opportunity at a lot bigger fish than they're used to.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think the best advice is stay tuned right here because we're going to follow it and you're going to give us updates and other anglers are going to give us updates and we'll try it because it's going to be one of those where, you know, you might want to throw away the playbook and start building a new one as we get into this
absolutely.
Year. So before we run out of time, Nate, what else have you heard that's going on around the state?
No, again, opportunity-wise, it's great. We're starting to somewhat approach our pike season through the ice, so we're excited about that. It's not full-blown pike season yet, but we're starting to see a little bit more activity of our pike through the ice. We're definitely seeing our rainbows at all the fisheries. Your Delaney Buttes, your Anteros, 11 miles. We're starting to see a lot more rainbows showing up shallower, which is a nice thing to see. Again, just more opportunity. So if you've been trout fishing, I would say you can probably count and or look for those fish a little shallower, which we love to see. And we are definitely starting to see the very beginning stages of pre-spawn walleye. So on the Front Range, Chatfield, whether ice or open water, Cherry Creeks, Pueblos, we're just starting to see the very beginning phases of these walleyes coming a little bit shallower and kind of showing some signs of that pre-spawn. Your males are getting more aggressive. They've definitely moved from where they were at 2 weeks ago. So some slight migrations in the walleye seeing that. And then obviously, you know, other updates. We're here right now at Chatfield Reservoir at the Ice Addiction event. I keep hearing the scale go off. I'm several hundred yards from the course, but I know guys are catching fish. So I'm excited to come down here and see what's happening. But while the ice exists here at Chatfield, again, it's nobody's guess. It's going to be warm today, warm tomorrow, but then we have a very, you know, ice fishing conditioned forecast this next week. So it's hard to say what the ice will do, but while you have, you know, fishable ice, I think the bite here at Chatfield is very hard to beat.
Now, what's going on at the tournament? How long will you guys be there? And what would people see if they're listening right now and they just want to run down and see?
Absolutely. Welcome down. We have a bunch of spots. We're parked in the Jamison area, which is just to the north, or excuse me, just to the south of the swim beach. So we're going to be fishing until noon. So again, you know, an hour and a half, 45 minutes of actual fishing. Then we have usually about a 15, 20 minute delay. And then we start our award ceremony right here in the park. And I have a bunch of giveaways. And then we'll award our heaviest 30 fish their prizes, which the first place is $10,000 cash. So we'll award all those anglers those prizes. And then generally speaking, we're here for a few hours, you know. So the prime time to come hang out is to watch that award ceremony. You can hear what guys caught. They're going to talk about it on stage as far as what they were using. So yeah, a lot of education. But again, if you want to come check everybody out, we'll be here for a few more hours.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. And you're still booking trips and things. If people want to book a guide trip, whether ice or getting ready for open water, how do they get a hold of you, Nate?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, tightlineoutdoors.com. You can always hit us up on Facebook, Tightline Outdoors. We got a ton of stuff going on right now. So we're approaching a really great lake trout season. So we're doing a lot of lake trout trips. Right now, we're probably averaging 15 to 20 walleyes a trip down here at Chatfield. So we have a walleye bite, a lot of lake trout. We're now booking for our salmon and our pike trips. So generally speaking, later February is the peak time for kokanee salmon at 11 mile as well as our pike. So doing a lot of pike fishing. And then obviously, I think the biggest phone call we're getting is really anticipation of our spring walleye trips. We do a ton of those walleye trips in spring, a lot of night fishing, a lot of big fish focus, and we're getting ready for that. So yeah, a lot of stuff happening. Obviously, we have our last ice addiction event at Grand Lake February 22nd, but everything is at tightlineoutdoors.com and Tightline Outdoors on Facebook.
All right, my friend, we will talk. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. I'm headed to Florida myself. You know, I'm trying to see if I can find some ice down there.
Yeah, good luck with that. I know exactly where you will find ice.
Yeah, well, I went in my drink, right? But we went to Hawaii early in the year. I couldn't find any ice. I went to South Padre Island. I couldn't find any ice, but I keep looking. So
you keep looking. Good luck with your success. I'll be standing on it here in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm dedicated to it. All right, Nate, thanks for joining us.
We'll talk to you
soon. You bet. Nate Zielinski from Tightline Outdoors, a great contributor. You know, Nate's on every week around the 10 o'clock hour, and fishing, hunting just brings a lot of great information. Speaking of great information, we got a lot of it coming up right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.